Welcome to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. This is season 22, episode 28. If this is your first time coming to this podcast, it's the podcast about better parenting. I am a mother of two. I am not married. So if you see this title, disclaimer, I am not married. Never have I been. But if I was, these would be my thoughts and my actions that I would do. Okay. I want to talk about marriage and motherhood woes, because if you have social media, you're going to see wives on here talking about how they hate their lives. They can't stand their children. This is not the life that they wanted to have. And you'll see women on here talking about how they love their husbands and they love their family and they love just being a wife. And you have to take everything with a grain of salt, and you have to understand that they are who they are and I am who I am. Okay. And to the moms who are wives or want to become one, make sure you have a clear understanding on who your husband is under pressure and leadership. Make sure you understand that my husband is or is not a supporter. My husband thinks that baby care equals a woman's job, or baby care equals two people, a man and a woman, doing their fair share and just working as a team. Does he want to actively father, or does he just want to pay bills and have you do everything in the household? You have to know these things before you have babies with men, period. But you really want to know these things before you say yes to a marriage, because there are a lot of single mothers in marriages. Say that one more time. There are a lot of single mothers in marriages. Okay? And it's not fair and it's not right. And that is a marriage I would never want. Welcome to Cozy One Podcast. People change in marriages, and people change when kids are added to the relationship. That introduces new levels of pressure, new levels of responsibility, and new levels of less personal time. And what people value will change over time. And if you do not communicate and check in well as a couple, your communication and your check-ins as parents is going to suffer. Okay? What your relationship becomes will be surprising to you if you don't team up as a couple before you become parents. There are ups and downs with every change. How you balance the change matters. Okay. Like I said, disclosure, I am not married. I have never been married, but if I was married, these are the things that I would do, and this is what I would think. Number one, I would make time for what's important always. Okay. Number two, I would always consider and respect and do things out of love. Love for my husband, love for my children, love for my household. Number three, I would be fair and I would share what's required of me and that man as a parent daily. And I would show up in that. And I would be a team player. Okay? There is no room for pettiness and immaturity when you are parenting. There is no room for it. It just creates more problems. Number four, I will continue to date my husband. I will continue to love on my husband. I will continue to show affection to my husband, because every day that man leaves that house is a reminder of what women do and are.
Woo! It took long enough. I don't know about you, but I was tired of that cold weather, okay? And because I'm tired of that cold weather, that means we got new merch, baby! We got new merch on the Shan Be Potting Spot. And if you're looking for what else is she talking about, go to shanbepotting.com. Thank you so much for checking out this show and checking out these podcasts. And if you're listening to this, that means you already knee-deep in, and I appreciate you. Enjoy yourself. Don't be a stranger. Drop a review. Now back to the show. When they are not wives. Okay? Every time that man leaves your presence, he is coming in and crossing paths with another woman. A woman that may carry herself a certain way, smell different, look different, assume by him to feel different.
talk different, treat him differently. Okay? And sometimes when you're married, you got to be every woman. Okay? Do with that what you will. Number 5, have a code words for check-ins with my husband that the kids don't know nothing about. There will be a code word for, hey, I need to talk to you. It's very important. There will be a code for, hey, I need some nasty. I need some nasty. Okay? There will be a code word for, hey, let's look like we going to work, but let's stay in. You know what I'm saying? Make the time. Make the time. Number 6, allow individual time to be had. I will allow my husband to have time to do whatever he wants to do by himself. I will allow and hope that he will be okay with me also having individual time where I don't want to do anything with the kids. I don't want to do anything with you. Maybe I want to go somewhere with my friends. Maybe I don't. Maybe I just want to go somewhere by myself. No offense. Okay. Number 7, no kids in the bed past 4 years old unless somebody is sick. All right. That is y'all bed. That is y'all bedroom. Okay? Them kids are everywhere in that house. Let that be the place where they are not. Number 8, constantly show appreciation and affection to your husband. Okay? You can appreciate those kids. You can love on those kids, but especially him, especially if he's a leader and he's a provider and he's doing his best and he's staying committed and he's being faithful and he's being respectful and he's showing you the utmost. You need to return the favor, okay? Number 9, spend family time actively with the kids, both of y'all, okay? Number 10, take day naps together. Okay, y'all could probably talk in those day naps. Y'all could actually go to sleep. Y'all could actually do some things. But take that time when y'all get a chance together. Number 11, do these 3 things per year. And I think that'll find some balance in your marriage. 1 family vacation with everybody. 1 just us vacation, you and your husband. And 1 weekend stay, just you and your husband. In the same city, someone keep the kids. Friday, Saturday, Sunday is just y'all. That'll give some balance in your relationship. I think a lot of people forget about their person when kids come. Okay, and that's an unfair thing to do. Number 12, no arguing in front of the kids or around the kids. Number 13, privately discuss parental decisions and then go to that child and let them know what your thoughts are. Be a team, okay? 14, remember that y'all are a team and communication beforehand is best. Don't put someone in a corner where they have to make a decision in the next 2 hours because this has to get done today. That is unfair. It's unfair. Okay? Unless it's a random emergency, that is unfair. Okay? 15, stay fit, eat well, check on your health, cook together at least once a week. And this is... I'm just gonna pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambypodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books. Or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypotting.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/the-shambypotting-spot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show.
Is a reflection of you. This is a reflection of how you respect and honor your mate. And this is a reflection of what you think about your family. If you are the anchor, if you are the leader of your family, you need to stay fit, you need to eat well, and you need to know your health is in order to be there, in order to help, in order to be who you are. If you are a mom and you know your kids need you, your husband needs you, and other family members might need you, and you are important, you need to be taking care of your health. You cannot mistreat yourself and say that you love other people because you don't even love yourself. And that's just what it is. 16, pray together and uplift each other. Pray together and uplift each other. Okay? Because when you walk out that house, when you walk out that door, it's y'all against the world. It's your family against the world. It's your kids against the world. So once you come into that house, you know that it is a loving place. It is a peaceful place. It is a place where everybody in here got each other's back. What's up? And that's how it needs to be. Okay? And that's how you will always be able to have the best process through motherhood, because you've gone through the best processes through your marriage. And you pick the partner that you need. And your partner knows that they are needed and they are loved and they are appreciated. But when those things fall by the wayside, it creates problems. And I ain't gotta be in a marriage to know that. I be seeing that. Okay? I love you.